The Metricon pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the South Barwon camp. We welcome, I think for the second time this year, their president, Tim Sherman. Great to have him on K-Rock Footy for Metricon, sitting alongside our very own Jane Birch. Birchie?
Well, Shermo, an exciting time of the year at South Barwon, and you being the president, you'd be pretty proud. There's junior teams that have been playing netball finals. A lot of the women were playing netball here today, and of course the men's in the final today, so lots of excitement around the club, and obviously come into this game pretty confident.
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty pumped to have as many teams as we've got in. The netball has obviously beefed the numbers up a bit there. They've done a great job getting all their Saturday teams into the finals, and two of our men's football teams in as well, which is great. It's the time of year you want to be playing. So, I guess quietly confident today, but, come 2:10 and the scores are 0-0, and what's happened this year is probably not going to count for a whole lot. So, and I think Bell Parker got a couple of boys back that didn't play last time we played them, so I'd expect it to be a bit of a tougher game.
Yeah, for sure. There's a couple of changes for both teams, obviously, that they bring some experience back in, and young Max Mawson gets another opportunity. We saw him earlier in the year and he was really impressive, but it's done a bit of time in the 12 o'clock team, but he's back in today, so he's obviously been impressing in the 12 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's good to see Maxie back in, a homegrown product, and one of your favourites too, I think, Birchie, from what I kind of understand. But, good to have him back. And I think the big special's back in today, the special K in the ruck, big Benny Callett, who we love, a bit of a crowd favourite from the Swans members. So he gives us first use in there. So we've got some good players back in, and, as they do as well. So, we'll see what happens at 2:10.
Shermo, good to see you. Obviously, yesterday we had that golden point. Somebody suggested to me that South might have been in the last extra time final. Did you play Colac in a prelim in 06? Is that correct? And then went on to beat Joey's the following week. Hoodie thought that might have been the case via our KFCX, that you guys might have been involved in an extra time.
Yeah, I don't think it was an extra time, Kingy. That doesn't ring a bell. I think it was a close game and we got through, but yeah, certainly extra time doesn't ring a bell. Yeah.
We don't want it again today, and you guys probably don't want it either, especially those with weak of heart would like a comfortable South Barwon win. But yeah. Talk to us about, I suppose, Neildy's used the phrase, it's non-linear when you're developing. Like, people would have expected, well, you made a grand final last year, you've got a pretty good strong squad, you should be thereabouts again, but you have to come out of an elimination finally. Are you comfortable with how things are tracking?
Yeah, absolutely. We last year we obviously played in that grand final and probably exceeded expectations a little bit, so it would have been tempting to try and top up with some older players and some bigger body players, which every team wants. But the recruiters made a concerted effort to go younger and think into the future. So Neildy's great like that. He had every right to probably go the other way, but he's thinking about what's best for the club and future proofing. And we brought in a heap of 18, 19 year olds from Falcons. So this year is certainly going to be another year where we just continue to grow with an eye to the couple of years in front of now to get to where we want to be. If it happens earlier, we'll take it. But that's the way they're going about it at the moment.
Sammy McDonald's got a shot at goal for Leopold here. Man on the mark about 45 from goal. This is to put the lines in front. He's trying to bring it back on the breeze, and he's just missed to the left. So the margin is 3 in the twos at the almost 8-minute mark. What else is happening around the club that we need to be aware of? When we spoke earlier in the year, we were talking about that getting that sort of upgrade done on the wing there where your coach's box and all that are. Have you been able to get any progress there or traction, especially knowing we're going to local government elections later in the year?
Yeah, no, we hit a really good milestone a couple of weeks ago where we finally got the money released from the state government down to the council level. So until that happens, you're never 100% confident. Governments have been known to renege on election promises previously, so it was great to see that come to fruition, and the money's now in the hands of the council, so it's really full steam ahead from now on. And it's still going to take a bit of time. We were really hoping in the next off season to have it shovel ready, but it potentially might be the one after that. We're not sure yet. There's a lot of tender process and things that happen, but it's definitely a goer now, so it's exciting.
So what does it involve, that project, and does it get us our commentary box that we want?
There's a little room up the top there, mate. I reckon we could slot you in there. But it's just a rebuild down that wing where the existing coaches' box is at the moment, and the opposition box. So there'll be rooms there that'll service both ovals, top and bottom, and female friendly, of course, and a bit of room upstairs if you want to head up there.
Now, young players. Are you kidding me? Does Neely drive around and pick them up for training? They're that young? Yeah. They are very young. Look, talk to us about how, because, you know, we obviously know him for what he is. From a coaching perspective, which is interesting. From a coaching perspective, though, with a young cohort like that, and I would suspect, you know, Grumpy Fraser Fort and a few others want success right now, but him having that lens as well for a bit longer as well. Neely, how does he go about it from a coaching perspective with that group of the younger players coming in?
Yeah, he's got a really good knack of being able to relate to them. You know, he's more than twice their age, and it's always a bit difficult in, you know, with the younger crew these days. They do things a bit differently, but he's just got a really good knack of being able to communicate well with them, and they're on board with him and his style of coaching, and it really resonates. You know, as you know, he coaches a little bit differently to what some others do, and he's got an amazing feel for the game and just coaches, you know, pretty much from his heart, and makes great decisions at the right time. So it's just something that everyone's really become accustomed to and really resonates with, as I said.
One of those decisions was Jonty Broughton a few weeks ago, when he and Kelly O'Neill's going through it, or been through it as well, with going to the reserves and then coming back to the seniors. And he sort of tells the story about how, and Jonty, we actually interviewed Jonty, and sort of he said it was probably the best thing for him to actually have to go back and do what he did. And so, you know, in terms of him making some tougher decisions with some of the older players as well.
No, he's not afraid to do that. He's there about what's best for the club. So it's a great way to coach a team when you've got a club first mentality and not worried about your own win-loss ratio. So, yeah, as you said, it worked well for Johnny. He went back and took it really well. His attitude was great, and we saw him come out and absolutely dominate against these guys last time. And it'd be nice if he does that again, although there's only been two goals for the game here today, which is not great. So hopefully the seniors can get a few more on the board, and Jonty can get amongst those.
For Metricon, Australia's number one builder, number one home builder, eight years strong. We're speaking with South Barwon President Tim Sherman. He's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Shermo, I'm interested in you as a president, in your style of presidency. Probably no better credentialed president in the, I'd say, almost the state. With your footballing history.
Here we go.
I know some presidents haven't got a great football background. This gentleman certainly does. How deep in the weeds do you get as a president in the football side of things?
Probably not as deep as a lot of people would think. Like, it's such a big club that, you know, you've got to, or not be seen, but you've got to be giving your time to all sections of the club, juniors, netball, because I'm the club president, I'm not the football president. So it's really important that you get that mix right, because you're going to lose plenty of people if that's not the case and you're only looking through one lens at a senior football program. But, you know, I've always said to Nildy, I'm not going to be the president who tells you what players to pick or anything like that. But we have a bit of a catch-up with Aggie and Cuz and Shane Madigan once a month, and we go through a few things and make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we're doing at that time and what's best for the club and the decisions. So, yeah, we certainly oversee it. And luckily so far, we've all been on the same page and haven't really butted heads about anything, because Neildy's been, as I said, a real club first person and coach. So, I keep a keen eye, obviously see every game. And if Neildy asks my opinion, I'm happy to give it, but I don't get too involved.
Recruiting obviously never stops. Just saw Mr. Madigan maybe talking to a prospective Geelong Falcon player who I asked why he was at the ground, and he couldn't tell me a straight answer. So, of course, there's just a direct line between the Falcons and
how is the Falcons coach? Is he going all right?
I haven't spoken to him this morning. I'm not sure. Better check in, actually.
Welfare check.
Shermo's probably spoken to him. So hang on a minute. We'll find out.
In terms of recruiting, it never ends, does it? Because there's always a potential person you could, you know, people or teams finish at certain times of the year, so it sort of keeps ticking over even though you're in finals, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Brendan Curry and Shane do a great job with that. They just check in with certain players at certain times of the year and make sure that they know that we're still around. And they've got a great knack of just finding one or two here and there. But we're pretty comfortable with the list we've currently got. We're not a club that needs to go out and recruit heavily, so there's just a couple of little gaps probably to fill and to get that mix right, and obviously give our boys from the 18s coming up a good crack at it as well, which is really important.
And there's a couple there that are, you know, I think your bottom end talent in the 18s is pretty good. So that, I guess, you talked about the projected future of, you know, your juniors. There's, there's a couple of those bottom end, well, bottom ages in the under 18s that are really talented. So.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about next year at our under 18 program. That, all those guys will come. I think it's about maybe six that might come up to seniors, but the rest will stay. And
you'll lose a few to Falcons.
Yeah, we might be a couple there. Yeah, which is great. That's what we want. Our numbers at Falcons haven't been probably where we want it to be the last 10 or so years. So to get a few more through that program, we're really excited for that to happen. And hopefully tomorrow you might see an announcement for a new under 18 coach, which will come out.
I've already
tomorrow.
Did that on KRO.
Yeah, we've already announced.
We've already done it.
Yeah, did that for you yesterday.
Hopefully
sorry.
That'll be for me.
We hit the rumour mill on that one.
Well, I haven't heard who you said, so you may not
that's
be right.
That's right,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we wish Singer all the best. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure we're out there, mate. Was... Ken.
We wish him all the best. We hope he goes well.
Yes.
The one bit probably that has been missing was obviously Andrew Bosley left, and you recruited Cal Hetherington to come in and probably play that role. And I know speaking to Neildy, you sort of off air about it, is that's probably the bit where Fraser's probably had to play a bit forward more than he probably wanted him to, because Cal hasn't been playing. So in terms of recruitment or gaps in the game plan, that's probably the one that's been frustrating for everybody.
Yeah, that's probably, there was definitely a view there for Cal to take that spot. But, Maxie's popped up during the year and done really well when he's had his opportunity. And then there's a couple of others there as well. But it's a little bit with 40 each week. I think it depends largely on the opposition as well. Because, against Leopold, they stretch us a bit down there, so he had to go down back. Against Bell Park here, he played forward, and so it's pretty handy to have a player who you can do that with. Yeah.
He'd be grumpy no matter where he plays anyway.
He's great. Everyone says he's grumpy. I love it. He's great. Who wants vanilla? Like, he's just fantastic. I love the way he goes about it. And that game out of Bell Park a few weeks ago, I just love watching him, and he just stalked the forward line, and the player would look at him and he just grunt back at him and turn around, kick a goal. He's fantastic.
Up on him, he's a near impossible unit to match up on.
Exactly, yeah. He doesn't say much, but it's just the look he gives the opposition sometimes. They go running for the hills.
We've seen some wingers, you know, throughout the weeks where wingers are like, you know, maybe 5 foot at best. Imagine lining up on Fraser Fort as an 18-year-old winger that you're 5 foot. That's the position he can play. He can play anywhere.
How's his brother looking? Has Darcy signed
up? I think he's still got a year to go. Is he up there, I believe? But hopefully. Maybe after that, for our sake, he might come back. I think 40's already pretty keen to play with him. But, if he can grind out a few more years at that level, that certainly would be great for him.
Sure, mate. I know you shined at this time of the year. The body might have struggled through sort of June and July in your career, but somehow in September, you just out of nowhere became the man, and hopefully somebody for your sake becomes the man for South Barwon through this September. Always great to talk footy with you. Good luck this afternoon, and no doubt the under-15-1 netballers too looking to go through champions, are they?
I had a draw in the last round, so I think does that still mean they'll be champions? Yeah, okay, that's good. There's still a chance. So, they're back on next week. They had yesterday off, so they're playing the team who they had the draw with next week, so that'll be interesting too.
No extra time or golden goal in that?
No. In finals, probably would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's the old, that is one period of extra time. I had my daughter go through it last year, and then it's a two-goal advantage.
Oh, really?
You have to be two up. Yeah, you can't win.
She's
by
lucky
one.
We weren't playing that yesterday afternoon.
Would have been in a world of hurt. Good to see you, Shermo. Good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great call.
Shermo.
Thank you.
Tim Sherman joining us from South Barwon, their president. Thanks to Metricon, Australia's number one home builder, 8 years strong.
The Metricon pre-game interview.